Laura, just completed your dressage here at the British Open Championships. First, talk me through the test.
He got a little bit tense in there. He struggles with the movements coming up so fast. This level in the three-star, he's only a nine-year-old, so he's still very inexperienced at this level. He's definitely starting to find it a bit easier, and he's getting a lot stronger in himself. So, he's still a few years off doing a perfect test.
Gatcombe, obviously a fabulous event in its own right, but it's a great event here for you to give him that experience, especially in front of the crowds.
Yeah, definitely. Got the music and the crowds and everything, and although it's maybe not as atmospheric as some places, he's up here on his own, he's quite far away from the other horses, and that kind of thing for him gets him a little bit, worried and a bit nervous about, why he's left his friends, and it's all part of his learning curve.
How have your preparations been in the build-up to Gatcombe this year?
Good. He's run a few times at three-star level this year, and beginning of the year he had a few blips cross-country, just he came out a bit bold and a bit strong and wasn't really listening, so we'll find out tomorrow.
And obviously you've said already, Tokyo 2020, very much the aim for him.
Yeah, he's only 9 years old. He's moved up the levels very quickly. He only really started eventing as a seven-year-old. So, 2 years on and he's at three-star. So, he's got a big future ahead of him. And this year has been consolidating, and teaching him the new level.
The start of the British Open Championships here today. Obviously, the added motivation this year as well. It's also part of the Event Riders Masters Series. All of the riders I've spoken to are really buzzing about the start of this event.
Yeah, the series Event Rider Masters is just amazing. So lucky to be a part of it. Competed in all the legs so far, and I think it's the best thing that's happened to the sport, and long may it continue.